This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 4th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. In what's described by Forbes as a major embarrassment to the Centers for Disease Control, further testing has confirmed that Atlanta attorney Andrew Speaker, who was forcibly quarantined after globetrotting with TB, wasn't that dangerous after all. Speaker was originally diagnosed in May with a form of tuberculosis which resists drugs normally used to treat it. That diagnosis was made based on a sample taken by the CDC and was used as the justification to make the man the first involuntarily quarantined U.S. patient in decades. But doctors at the National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver have conducted three tests since then, and all three show the TB to be a milder form, which can be treated with antibiotics. As we were preparing this story, those doctors were apparently in conference to find a way to announce the news at a press conference in a manner least embarrassing to the CDC. Speaker was in the headlines for weeks after he traveled on airlines to enjoy a wedding and international honeymoon trip, potentially exposing thousands of people to what was thought to be the more drug-resistant strain of TB. London Heathrow Airport was partially evacuated on Tuesday after a suspicious abandoned bag was found in Terminal 4. That terminal serves passengers on British Airways, Qantas, KLM, Kenyan Airways, Iberia, and TAM SA of Brazil. The terminal reopened 5 hours later, and extra security screeners were brought in to reprocess all passengers, but 100 flights had to be canceled. Britain's security level remains at critical after a weekend which saw three botched car bomb attempts, two in downtown London, and one in which a Jeep Cherokee SUV was used in an attempt to ram the front doors of the terminal at Glasgow Airport in Scotland. A total of 7 arrests in the UK and 1 in Australia have been made in connection with those weekend incidents. Hartzell Propeller Incorporated announced on Monday it has received European Aviation Safety Agency approval for its three-bladed ASC2 propeller. That approval also makes Hartzell the first U.S. propeller manufacturer to receive an ESA type certificate. The new certification applies to all Hartzell J3F Compact Series three-bladed propellers, including the one currently used on the Cirrus SR-22. Introduced last year at AirVenture, the prop has a monocoque structure of advanced composite materials. It features a carbon Kevlar laminate, which is integrated into a co-molded stainless steel shank. The outboard half of the leading edge is protected with a co-molded electroformed nickel erosion shield. Aluminum mesh is embedded into the laminate for lightning protection. Hartzell notes that the ASC-2 is the only certified advanced structural composite prop in the general aviation market. The prop has proven its durability in testing, which included surviving a simulated encounter with a 4-pound bird at rotation, taking a direct hit of 200,000 amps of electricity to prove it can survive an encounter with lightning, and withstanding a direct pull of 132,000 pounds to demonstrate a safety margin in the event of an engine overspeed. And finally, as we enter the age of the air taxi, it looks as if air taxi pilots will have to be alert to the same occupational hazards that are faced by their ground-based cab driver colleagues, including hijackings. When Eduardo Morito arrived on schedule Monday to pick up three passengers in a Bell 206 near Mexico City, the three turned out to be thieves who threatened him at gunpoint, left him behind, and stole the helicopter. According to a report by Deutsche Presse Agentur, the reservation had been made for three photographers who wanted to do some aerial photo work. And as much as it hurts to have your life put at risk, Morito is probably more worried now about the helicopter. Police still haven't found it. And it was a rental. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Our other daily Aerocasts, including the full-length Aero Briefing and the Aero News Special Feature, are off today in honor of the Independence Day holiday and will return tomorrow. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. To our U.S. listeners, have a happy and safe July 4th. And to all our listeners, have a clear and unlimited day.